WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM and everywhere, WFMU.org. Thank you, DJ Quest. Thank you, Bucci. Mr. Fine Wine next, WFM. You know, be safe.
Out there.
Now do the Bucci.
Under the stars are shining above, the mountains and the valleys, then, darling, I look for you.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name is Little Danny, filling in for Mr. Fine Wine tonight on downtown Soulville. 60 minutes of soul and R&B 45s and an autumnal vibe. The mood tonight is dark skies, blowing leaves, cold rain. I dig some atmosphere. I hope you dig it too.
He's so cool. He's so smooth. Everybody knows a man from soul. He's got an SKE and wears mohair suits. He's got plenty of women. He's got plenty of blue. Who is he now, baby? He's a man from soul. He's so mean.
Little Danny filling in tonight for Mr. Fine Wine on downtown Soulville. And wrapping up with some music from my ancestral homeland of central Pennsylvania. The Intentions gave us Don't Forget That I Love You. The Titans with Roy and Sonny, a massive R&B jazz groove there, circa 1960, led by the great Los Angeles drummer, jazz drummer, Roy Porter, supported by supporting Los Angeles group The Titans. That was Lonesome Mood. A group from North Carolina before that, actually two from North Carolina. That was The Cliffhangers, Since You've Gone Away. Love that melancholy sound. From 1967, from Raleigh, North Carolina. Frankie and the Damons gave us, Man from Soul, Al MacArthur. Absolutely gorgeous soul pop production via Chip Taylor. Don't know much about Al MacArthur. That was His True Love for You. Barrett Strong began that set, or that proper set, with some intensity from the early 60s. Of course, Motown singer, songwriter, early hitmaker from Motown. That was Misery. Had a bit of instrumental talkover music from JB and the Vikings in the late 60s, Lazy Soul. And the show began, not with Downtown Soulville, but The Winds. Some seasonally appropriate fare from The Traditions. Recorded at, I think, at some point in the mid-60s, or maybe recorded earlier and released then. Released by some vocal group, Besotted Record Collectors. And, of course, version of the Diablos, The Wind. Again, my name is Little Danny. Honored to be here at the mothership. Speaking over a soul jazz groove from the Mark II, late 60s instrumental version of Dead, which got covered and recovered and recycled endlessly by Major Bill Smith down in Texas. Here's some more music. Thank you for being here.
I won't.
Hey, Little Danny here, filling in for Mr. Fine Wine on Downtown Soulville this evening. Autumnal atmospheres, at least for an hour, at least in my mind, and wrapping up with one of my all-time favorites, Los Angeles Soul 45s. From the captions, that is a sexy one that was Turn Out the Lights. One off from another North Carolina group, and a sad sack anthem from the Dynamics. That was I'm a Lonely Man. The Appreciations, Detroit record label. I think, again, they had some North Carolina connection. Not sure what's going on here tonight, but just a lot of North Carolina in the house. It's Better to Cry from the late 60s. Cheryl Thompson sang Black Night, recorded in 1964 when she was living and working in Las Vegas. Terrific record. Some attractive intersection of rock and roll and atmospheric pop and Nashville-style twang in there. Al Williams. I send that one out to Mr. Fine Wine. I know he's a fan of Al Williams and the murky production hand of Lou Beattie from Detroit, of course. That was an unreleased gem. That track was Try Them. I'd guess recorded in the mid-60s originally. Tony Daniels. Speaking of murky productions, Speaking of Detroit, that was recorded in Detroit in the mid-60s. I Won't Cry. Very cool R&B side before that from Mamie Perry, supported by Gus Jenkins Orchestra from Los Angeles. Kind of wild gypsy flavor to it. A violin as lead instrument in a soul record or an R&B record. Quite unusual. Recorded in Los Angeles in the late 50s. The Shirelle Brothers, the New York City area, gave us one that was recorded supposedly in 1977. That was The Price, although it sounded like it could have been recorded a couple of years earlier. Great stuff either way, and a beautiful purple late 60s vocal from Leslie Valentine, New York City singer, songwriter, something apparently of a protege of Sylvia Robinson. You can hear a little bit of that Sylvia Robinson sexiness in that one. That was I Won't Do Anything. Got 10 odd minutes until Nate the K comes in with Burn It Down. Gonna fill the my remaining time here with music. And if you dig this sound, I get into it a bit. I certainly get into atmospheric music in general on my normal show, which is the Cool Blue Flame. Heard Thursday evenings on the WFMU Dream Stream, Gimp the Drummer Radio. It's an alternate stream radio show. 10 p.m. to midnight. If you dig this, it's worth checking out. It's the last I'll say of that. Here's some more music.
You said that you found someone new to do the things I used to do.
Nate the K is waiting in the wings. Please stay tuned for him with a Burn It Down. We wrapped up with some lonesome vocal group sounds, I believe from the West Coast, from the Utopians, Along My Lonely Way. Dimas Garza, operating there as Dimas Tres or Dimas Three, one of the voices of San Antonio Soul, with some configuration of the Royal Jester supporting the Arab with also some crazy Cubist organ strokes as well. The Soul Superiors began that set, giving us some very beautiful and floaty group soul sounds. I think a group from Arkansas. Huge thanks to Mr. Finewine for having me aboard. And before I head out, would like to remind you that this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night. And stick around for Nate the K.
Come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
This girl is high.